it.
The walls.
Yeah.
Talk about the walls.
So the walls are basically anything that you're afraid to feel. I mean, truthfully, if I just break it down, the bottom line is, why do you put up a wall? Because you go, I don't know, A, if I can handle this. B, I think the sensation is going to kill me. Or C, I'm just, you know, there's some sort of trigger in my body that actually puts me in a state of limbic stress, where your brain and your limbic system, your emotional system, is on alert, going, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And that's why we put up walls. We put up walls so we don't have to feel those sensations. Of course, the paradox is you put up those walls, you end up feeling the sensations you don't want to feel, plus you get the stress of having to hold the wall up, which is like sort of the equivalent of like the amount of stress that's on the Hoover Dam, for example. I mean, that's a lot of stress to put up a wall that can hold all that energy back. And that's the hardest part in relationship, and especially around sexuality. So, I mean, to me, this is as core as any part of the programs that you're offering, because they get to the very heart of what is it to bring the wall down and let your real power shine? Like, what's the worst that's going to happen, right? Somebody's going to laugh. You know, they're going to say, oh, you've got such a small dick, ha, ha, ha. I mean, that shit only happens in high school locker rooms, fortunately. You know, where it's really, the things we're afraid of really don't ever happen. You know, the only things that happen is we get stuck in our head, which then puts us in mud. And so, you know, we want to be with our girl and we want to be with our lover. We want to have an experience, but, you know, our wheels get stuck in mud. That's all that stuff gets you. So, I, for those of you listening today, I think if you take away one thing, look in your body right now and find a place where you're holding some tension. And you're holding tension. The tension is that emotional wall. The tension is that barrier. It's saying, whatever the sensation is, I can't feel it. I'm either not capable or not able, or I don't want to. So what I would like you to do is just, you know, take a second and just, you know, feel your body and say, okay, well, what is that sensation? Like, for example, right now I'm just scanning, I've got some tension in my shoulders. Well, if I bring my attention to that tension and I just go, oh, okay, let me just feel that. It's something that happened this morning. Okay, fine. Just let that go. And that process of like feeling the feelings in your body, it's the sensations that we're afraid of.
Those feelings and sensation is anxiety. Nobody likes to feel anxiety.
Exactly.
It's really interesting because, you know, when I was coaching a client today and I told her to go out and talk to a lot of different men. Every man that she sees, she needs to say hello to, whether she looks attractive or not. Everybody, say hello to everybody. She was so full of anxiety, I felt her heart palpitating on the other end of the phone.
Sure.
And that exercise is the best exercise to get you out there and become a social person. And it's just, people won't do it. They refuse because it's anxiety filled to like look deep inside yourself and realize that the walls we put up in life are the walls that keep people out. The minute you put a wall up, you're putting a wall that's going to keep people out. And if you keep people out, no one's going to be able to get in. And that's what we do. That's what fear and terror does. And we're talking a lot about fear and terror because you opened up sexuality, which this, you know, the product is going to open up people's sexuality more than anything. But it's like we still have these walls, these incredible walls. We all live so fearful. We're all so afraid of each other in this world. Look at the way we act. In this economy, most people I know still have their jobs, but most people don't want to spend a dime. Why? Because it's all fear. We're all induced by fear. The stock market is all what? Fear
it's
and
all
greed.
Emotional.
It's all emotional.
Yeah.
We're emotional creatures when it comes down to it, and we have to own our emotions and be okay with our emotions, and unfortunately, a lot of the times, we're not. We can't look deep enough.
That's true. That's the bottom line.